Good morning, everybody. I am Prashant K. Das, graduate student, Department of Horticulture Sciences, University of Florida. I am not in Florida now, I am in Hawaii. So, aloha to my presentation session. My presentation title is Alleviating Heat Stress During Early Season Establishment of Containerized Strawberry Transplants. Strawberry production in Florida. Florida is the leading producer of winter strawberries. And in 2016, according to USDA, its production area was 10,800 acres, and their production value was around $450 million. That is a huge amount of agricultural money that directly contributed on national GDP of USA. Historically, Florida used bare root transplant with annual hill system with black polythene mulch, and they used sprinkler irrigation to moderate temperature during the establishment of bare root transplants. You can see the image, the overhead use of overhead sprinkler during the establishment period in black polythene mulches. This system requires copious amount of water, around 550,000 gallons of water for establishment period, 10 to 15 days establishment period. But maximum best water is lost due to surface runoff. However, some farmers recently used containerized strawberry transplants because that can be established without overhead sprinkler irrigation because due to their intact root system. You can see here the intact root system, the roots are live compared than bare root transplant system. Now I can compare the potential for using strawberry plaque transplants. I previously mentioned plaque requires 2 inches of water, and bare roots requires 20 inches. That means 550,000 gallons of water for 10 to 15 days establishment period. Here, root hairs are not alive. Root hairs are not alive, but here roots are alive. That means it facilitated water and nutrient uptake and the faster the establishment process. We can need labor for planting bare root transplants, but we can, with the help of transplanter, the process is faster of the establishment and also the less labor required. In case of flowering, it requires only 3 weeks for flowering, but it requires more than 5 weeks or more. However, cost per plant is only 15 cents for bare root transplant, but it's around 38 cents, according to Production Laurel Nursery, Quebec, Canada. Now I want to explain why I conduct this study. I will explain from this graph. The x-axis represents the different month of the year, and y-axis, the left-hand side, is supply, and the price of the month. Here, you can see in the month of November, December, and January, I previously mentioned Florida is the leading producer. The green color is the Florida in the market, and there is triangle competition of the market. And the price is high in the month of December, because several occasions like Thanksgiving, Christmas comes this time, and then the price goes down drastically. So to avoid such kind of competition, the WHO will recommend that to shift earlier in the planting from October to September. But you know that in September, in Florida, more than 30 degrees Celsius temperature. So if I transplant on September, plant gets some stress. So you need to think about it. That's why our hypothesis, chemical and physical methods, can be used to mitigate heat stress that accompanies earlier transplanting of a strawberry, resulting in enhanced early yield and that potential for greater profit. My objective was to evaluate the effects of abscisic acid, kaolin, and white and black polythene mulch on the establishment, growth, and yield of early planted containerized strawberry transplants. Now I want to move to materials and methods. I conducted my two experiments in two locations. One is Plant Science and Research and Education Unit, CITRA, and another is Gulf Coast Research and Education Center, Balm, Florida. I used in both locations Florida Radiance as a cultivar and two types of plaques, like ZP plaque and tray transplants. Here is the image of ZP plaque and its tray transplants. And I used peak color 60 at 300 pounds per acre for fumigant. And bed size and shape is little bit different in two locations. Here, bed size in CITRA is 7 inches, but bed height is 8 inches. And the base in CITRA is only 30 inches, but in Balm is 32 inches base and top is 28 inches. That means narrower in bed height. And plant spacing, both locations is double stigged rows, but plant to plant is different a little bit. 12 inches in citra, but plant to plant distance is 15 inches for balm. Now I explain my experimental design. It was split plot design with 4 applications. The main plot treatments is 2 color of mulches, black and white on mulch. White and black, and subplot treatments in transplant type and application type. I previously mentioned I use tray and plaque type transplants, and application is control, SAB and kaolin. I want to mention one thing, I apply kaolin in 2 subsequent spray, just immediately after transplanting and 7 days after transplanting. How I can apply my solution in my transplants? I planting in September 13, 2016 in Sitra, before transplanting, I dipped 5 seconds root dipped at 150 milligram per liter, and immediate after transplanting, I spray 56 kg per hectare kaolin with CO2 backpack sprayer. And 7 days after transplanting, then again apply the kaolin. Data collection to assess the heat stress on my plant. Following data I collected here, I consider the first 8 weeks up to December the early yield, and total 16 weeks. Up to February is my total marketable yield. A statistical analysis. I use SAS-Gilliam-X procedure to analyze to my all data, and for mean comparison, I use 2 cases to test at 5% level of significance. Now I want to move results. Effect of mulch transplant and application type on photosynthesis. I used Licor 6400 XT. For measurement of photosynthesis, 3 consecutive days after transplanting and 20 days after transplanting. This table represents the interaction effect. Here you can see transplant and color of mulches. There is no significant difference. But application type and mulch color days 1 day after transplanting is significant. And we found that kaolin with white color of mulches give the highest photosynthesis rate, and the lowest with SAB treated plant. With ABA plant and control plant also get some stress. You can see, compare with kaolin, here the photosynthesis rate is higher with white mulches, and control plant is also lower photosynthesis rate. That means the control plant also gets some stress due to scorching sunshine. Here, the similar trend is observed also in September 15, 16, and October. The highest in kaolin treated plant with white color of mulches compared as an SABA on control treatment. What about at balm? Here, transplant type is significant with color of mulches. Here, plaque with white color mulches give the highest photosynthesis rate, which similarly with tray with white color mulches, and the lowest with tray with black color mulches, and similar with October 1 and also October 19. The highest in plaque with white color of mulches, and the lowest with tray with black color of mulches. Here, application type also the highest in white color of mulches. White color of mulches and the lowest in SAP treatment, and similarly following trend in the throughout of the season. Now I want to say about the plant survival and vigor at 4 weeks after transplanting at Sitra. You can see clearly here from white color of mulches the plant looks more vigorous, more leaf, height number compared than the black transplants. Now I can show some data. I collect 2 weeks after transplanting and 4 weeks after transplanting for plant survival. And here you can see white and black mulches give the highest price survival rate compared than black in both 2 weeks after transplanting and 4 weeks after transplanting. But there is no significant difference on transplant type and application type for balm, for citra, sorry. And for balm, here transplant type is also significant and application type is also significant, and the similar trend here also. Plaque with white color of mulches give the highest survival rate, as well as kaolin with white color mulches give the highest survival rate in both 2 weeks after transplanting as well as 4 weeks after transplanting. Plant vigor. I want to mention one thing. I plant vigor count on the rating basis. 0 means on plant diet, and 10 means all plants alive as well as more vigorous in growth. And the 2 weeks after transplanting, I found that plaque with white color mosses give the highest rating in terms of plant vigor, both 4 weeks and 2 weeks. But there is no significant difference on application type on mulch color in case of Citra. At balm, here's the similar trend. Here, plaque with white color mosses, there is no significant difference, but kaolin with white color mosses and the control give the lowest plant vigor rate. Here, the main interesting thing, effect of mulch transplant application type days to fast pillar. You can see the combination of white on black mulch with plaque transplant with kaolin required least amount days for day flowering, but black with plaque and control requires more days for flowering. Here's the fruiting scenario on different color of mulches at 8 weeks after transplanting a Citra. You can see in white color of mulches, the more number of fruits, red and green, but there is the least amount of fruits in black color mulches. Similarly here. I previously mentioned the first 8 weeks consider early marketable yield and total 16 weeks is total marketable yield. Here in Citra, you can see plaque with white color of mulches that give the highest early marketable yield as well as the total marketable yield and the lowest in tray with black color of mulches. And also, and similarly, kaolin with white color of mulches give the highest and the lowest in control treated with black polythene mulches in both early and total marketable yield. What about in balm? Here also the similar trend, plaque with white color mulches give the highest and the lowest in tray with black color mulches, both early and total marketable yield. And kaolin treated with white color mulches that give the highest, and the control with black color mulches the lowest. And total market is also the similar trend. Now I want to summarize all of my results. Greater survival, vigor, and photosynthesis occurred with white on black polythene mulch than with black polythene mulch. Kaolin in addition with white on black mulch provided further protection against heat stress as indicated by increased photosynthesis rate. Earlier flowering occurred with white and black mulch than with black mulch, and kaolin further enhanced this effect. Early and total marketable yield were generally higher with white and black mulch than with black mulch. Higher early yield at Citra and total yield at balm resulted with kaolin and white and black mulch than with white and black mulch alone. Conclusion. Now I want to conclude from my results. A combination of white and black mulch, plaque transplants, and two consecutive kaolin spray appears to have the best potential for alleviating heat stress during early season of establishment. In future, I will calculate the economics of using plaque transplants that is not common in Florida industry and using AVA kaolin to get idea about cost-benefit analysis of this process. Finally, I acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Kalin H. Chase, Dr. Singh Sheke Agihara, Dr. Lincoln Jotrali, Dr. Jinfei Guan, my lab members, my funding agency, Bihar, USAID, Southeast Florida Water Quality District, as well as Valent Bioscience, to give me opportunity to conduct such time-demanding research. This is all about my presentation. Thank you all. If you have any questions. Yes, it's a nice question. Because kaolin performs better in our system. You know, kaolin is called China clay. It's white in nature. When I apply above the leaf surface, it whitening the leaf surface. And white color reflects the sun radiation, as well as the black, the white mulches. So it's double whitening in kaolin with white color mulches. So reflect the sun radiation and leaf tissue become cools. And plant get more, you know, loss of water is reduced here, and plant establish faster in hot condition. That is the mechanism. Please.